You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's Most Interesting Thing in Tech from Nicholas Thompson, Editor-in-Chief of Wired. Today's briefing is brought to you by NetSuite by Oracle, the world's number one cloud business system. NetSuite gives you the visibility and control needed to make smart decisions and grow with confidence. Save time and money and gain agility and scale by managing your company's finances in one place in real time. From your desktop or phone. Start today, right now. NetSuite is offering valuable insights with a free guide, 7 Key Strategies to Grow Your Profits, at netsuite.com/wired. Get your free guide at netsuite.com/wired.
The most interesting thing in tech is Facebook's decision to start alerting people when they've been exposed to false information, hoaxes, about the coronavirus. This is a new step for Facebook. They often downrank stuff that they deem to be false or a hoax. They often remove accounts that spread that stuff, but they usually don't go so far as to alert people who've read it. In fact, I can only think of one instance where they've done it in the past, which was with the Russian interference in the 2016 election. Traditionally, the debate at Facebook has been about free speech versus positive content on the platform. Here, that's not really an issue. If you tell people they've read a hoax, you're not impinging on the right of anybody to say anything. You're not impinging on the right of the hoaxer to spread false information. So maybe this is an easy call. Maybe this is something Facebook will continue to do in the future. Except there are two really complicated problems with it. First, when you alert someone that they've read something false or that something they've shared is a hoax, you can magnify actually their certitude that what they shared is accurate. You remind them that whatever it was, rubbing butter on your head stops coronavirus, and then they think rubbing butter on their head stops coronavirus, even though they've been told that's false. There was a fascinating example after the 2016 election where Facebook hired fact checkers or partnered with fact checkers who would label content false. Turned out that just spread the stuff ever more. So Facebook decided, in this case, with coronavirus, they wouldn't say what specifically people had shared that was false or they had interacted with that was false. They would just send people who had interacted with hoaxes and false information to the World Health Organization's site, where there are a list of hoaxes and responses. So maybe the rubbing butter on your head will be one of 20 hoaxes listed on the site, but you may not even remember that that's the one you shared. So that's a complexity. Facebook is kind of damned if they do, damned if they don't. Second thing is, it continues to be really hard to determine what's true and what's not. World Health Organization and the CDC, they both highest reputation you could possibly have in this crisis, but they both have gotten things wrong. World Health Organization very early on made some mistakes about human-to-human transmission, possibly about the way it was spreading in China. Center for Disease Control for a long time said you shouldn't wear masks when now it seems you probably should wear masks. So it's never clear in a situation like this what exactly is right and what is wrong. And maybe one day it will turn out that rubbing butter on your head helps limit coronavirus. In any case, those are some of the complexities, but that's not to say I don't support what Facebook is doing. I think this is eminently sensible. I think it does create some disincentives for people to share hoaxes. It probably slows their spread down more than it accelerates it. The very least is a worthy experiment. That's the truth. See you later.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.